Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol is with me talking about The Forest and the Path. What an amazing record.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm really glad you like it.
I really do.
Yeah, we're so excited about getting it out into the world.
Yeah, the first new Snow Patrol record in what, were we 6 years or so? We've been waiting around for you guys. I wonder, has your writing changed in that period in terms, I don't know, maybe subject matter, perspective, methods? Has anything changed in the meantime?
Yeah, for me, as a like lyrics wise, for sure. I did some preparation for this record, Dave.
It sounds like that was a new thing to you, was it?
It was, yeah. It is very much so. Because before we would, you know, write a song, whether it was myself and Jack Knife, or myself and Johnny, or with Nathan, and we'd write music, and then I would go away, and take the and do the lyrics, you know, somewhere else, over the, you know, at home or whatever, over the course of however many days or weeks. But Johnny, on the first day that Johnny and I got together, Johnny kind of said, be great to like just maybe try the lyrics. Johnny's obviously done way more than me, but co-writing sessions with people where you have to write the song in the day, or else if you don't have a song finished in the day you're writing with someone, it's not going to be used.
Yeah.
So you know you have to kind of a finite amount of time to write a song. So we're kind of like, well, why don't we just try that with this? And I'd done all this preparation. I'd written so many, like a whole book of like ideas.
All ideas, right.
And then so every time I had the blank piece of paper in front of me, which is everybody's, you know, fear.
Fear, yeah.
And then I was able to put a line that I'd written already onto that page. And then the song would grow from that. So that's what I did every time. I was able to sort of put a seed on the page, and then the song would sort of grow. And you immediately, once you write a line down on that page, you immediately, it's not blank anymore.
No, it's
you,
not.
You are somewhere. You're not nowhere. So totally. it was a different way of doing it, and really effective, because every single day Johnny, Nathan and I got together, we wrote a song and finished it.
Right. I wanted to ask you about Fraser, because in another pre-radio life, I wanted to be a writer-producer. That's what I did before radio. So I'm always intrigued by the role a producer plays in putting a record together with a band. And Fraser, you've mentioned Fraser T. Smith. I mean, this guy's, he's won Grammys with Adele. He's produced Stormzy's first record. I mean, he's done such a huge range of things. What did he bring to the Snow Patrol cake? What ingredients was he bringing?
The cake?
The cake.
So many things. I was trying to continue your metaphor there, but it just wouldn't have worked. I apologize.
It was a terrible metaphor.
Not just the filling or the sponge. He's the icing as well. I mean, he's all the things. He plays every instrument. He's a songwriter himself. Obviously, him and I wrote all together.
What a song!
All full stop
all
together.
All the song. Yes.
All together. Yes. That's a totally different thing. once we got in with him, it was a calmness.
Right.
We'd had this difficult experience trying to make the album the first time.
Right.
We got together in London, November 22 to March 23, for 5 months to try and make the record with another producer. Again, with a new producer, we'd been working with Jack Knife Lee for 20 years, but we wanted to try somebody new. We tried somebody new. It didn't work. And it was quite stressful at the end. So we were kind of coming out of a very stressful situation, and not having a finished record.
Yeah, frustrating. Yeah.
So we got in with Fraser, and it was just this calm.
Oh.
He's so sweet and funny and kind, and just allowed us to experiment in whatever way we wanted to. And we kind of the record that had taken 5 months to not get done,
yeah.
Took 5 weeks with Fraser.
That's so brilliant.
So it just shows how important chemistry is to a record.
Totally.
You know, you actually have data to support what is probably unquantifiable in its essence, but here's what it takes from you when it doesn't work, and here's what it gives to you when it does at all times.
Wow.
And we were witness to each other playing on the record.
Amazing.
Everything that we played. So I saw Nathan and Johnny put everything that they put on the record on the record. And it was just so marvelous.
So Dublin the 25th of February and Belfast the 27th. What do Irish shows mean to you guys, actually?
Oh, so much. Yeah. I mean, we got to play Limerick this summer.
That's right.
And it was epic. We filmed the show and we used the footage for the all
for
video.
The all video, yeah.
So that's at least. I'm so glad that we got to, you know, film that and got to, you know, have it for posterity, because it was such a great show. So yeah, Irish shows mean the world to us, and getting to play Dublin again in February and two Belfast shows as well. And there will be more Irish shows announced for the summer next year. We're hoping for two, three, or maybe even four shows next summer too.
Amazing. And has the approach changed over the years? Like you guys have been doing Snow Patrol for a long time. Has the approach of the live show changed when you come in and look at this one now starting off? You know, is it any different than it was the first time around?
We're playing together. So, I mean, the shows this summer have been really amazing. It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
It just seems to be a real, like a connection that's even more resonant now. I don't know why exactly, but it just feels that way. And, you know, really looking forward to the shows next year and getting indoors and getting the full lights. You know,
lights,
the summer festivals
control
are great, but in most places in Europe in the summer, it's not dark until a certain time.
True.
So you don't really get to have that sort of full lighting, you know, kind of thing. But indoors, obviously, you do. And we get to have sort of control over the actual show element of it more. Right. The last time we were inside a box of light
that's
rotated.
Right. Yeah.
So trying to outdo that one might be tricky, but we're going to do it because we want everybody to have a great time. Oh. And we're so delighted that people would still be buying tickets to come and see us play live after 30 years. And we want them to see a great show.
I've seen you so many times. I can't wait to see what this one has on offer. Studio or live, if you had a quick kind of, you know, if you had to only do one, would you be in the studio writing, creating, or would you do it live on stage? Thankfully, you don't have to decide, but...
I can't decide between them both, but... You see, I didn't want the last... studio time to end.
Yes.
On the last day, I said to Johnny and Nathan, I don't want this to end. I don't want this to be over. And they both went, you feel the same.
Yeah.
We've written 10 more songs. We're going back in November.
Wow.
With Fraser again for 2 weeks. So, we get to do them both. We get to tour over the summer and then start again next year. And we also get to go back into the studio before the end of the year.
Forest in the Path Part 2 or a new record? Let's wait and find out. It's very exciting.
Let's see what happens. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I nearly have to wrap up, but just a couple of things before I go. I do this quick fire round with all my guests. So I'll ask just a couple of quick ones. Number one, what are you currently obsessed with?
I'm writing a lot at the moment.
Okay.
I'm writing a book, so I'm obsessed with that.
Wow.
So I'm kind of in that world.
Can I pick your brain a little bit about the book? Is it a memoir? Is it a fiction? What's happening?
It's fiction.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fiction. There may or may not be something that's more like a memoir that comes out early next year, but this one is fiction.
Amazing.
It's insane. It's historical, sort of sci-fi almost.
Wow. They're all my favorite things. Honestly, I am buying this book whenever it comes out. And the final question I ask all my guests, Gary, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Never. I've never been asked that question.
I know, and I never know if that's a badge of honor or if I'm an absolute weirdo.
I'm sweating going, I'm going to answer this wrong. I just don't know. But yes.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's from playing football for a long time.
A lot of active people talk about the fact that, yeah, of course they do because they are doing sweaty things. I'm just so lazy. I just never let it happen. Anyway, it's fine. Listen, Gary, congratulations on the record. Forest in the Path is incredible, and I cannot wait to see the live shows February 2025 in the Three Arena and in Belfast as well. So listen, thanks for taking the time, eventually getting our calendar synced up just to talk.
Brilliant.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Thanks, Dave. Bye. Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.